TCJ Radio International presents Switzerland in Sound, produced and presented by Bob Zanotti.
And welcome to Switzerland in Sound. This is Bob Zanotti. We are in the most extreme eastern part of Switzerland. It doesn't get any more eastern here. We are literally on the border with Italy and the South Tyrol in Italy. We are in Switzerland's biggest canton, the canton of Graubünden, also known as the canton of Grisons. We are in a place which in English is called the Valley of the Minster Valley, or locally, and I'll try to get my pronunciation right, because here they speak Romansch, Switzerland's fourth national language, Wallmustier. Is that correct, Gabriella Binkert?
Yes, Bob, that's correct.
Okay, and Gabriella is here with us to take us around this valley, which we have to describe. It is so beautiful, and she is the director of an organization, an entity here called the Nature Park Biosfera, is the local language, or biosphere in English. This has been now recognized by UNESCO, the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization. We are standing in the cemetery of the Minster, or the convent and the church of the convent, which has a tremendous history. This in itself is an object which UNESCO has singled out as a World Heritage Site. Gabriella, what is so special about this convent here and the Church of St. John?
It's a very special church because we have about 15 sisters that are living here. And
these are Benedictines, I believe.
Yes, that's the Benedictines. And the convent was founded in 780 after Christ, so it's a very old monument.
And Charlemagne himself is said to have founded the convent.
Yes, that's correct, yes.
Now, is this church here of St. John, which we're going to go in just a moment, is it still in use? Do they still celebrate Mass here, for example?
Yes, we have a very nice Mass, and I think we have four on the year, not more, because we have a little problem with the fresco.
Oh, the fresco's inside.
Yes.
And that's really the reason, one of the reasons anyway, why UNESCO has designated this church as a World Heritage Site. Incidentally, I think we can say that the vast majority of the people in this part of Graubünden are Roman Catholic, right?
Yes, that's right, yes.
Yeah. Now, we talked a moment ago about languages. Now, you're incredible and so typical of people in Graubünden, especially in the Engadine. You really have got to speak a lot of languages. Your native language is Romansch, Switzerland's fourth national language, which is, linguistically speaking, basically a mixture of Latin, of Celtic, and Alemannic. But you also speak Italian, because that's a language of Graubünden. And then you speak not only High German, which is the official language of Switzerland, used in Germany and as well in official business, but you also have another dialect in Graubünden, and you deal with the people over the border in South Tyrol. I don't know how you do it. Why don't you give us a greeting in Romansch so we can hear how it sounds?
Allegra, aja vuj un bel di a qui an Wallmustier ed un cordial manch allegra.
Okay, allegra, that's the greeting, like hello, how are you? Allegra means life, doesn't it?
Yes. Yeah. That means life, and it's nice to see you, and yes, it's very, very nice to see.
Let's hear that again.
Allegra, un cordial bienvenue a qui an Wallmustier.
The early history, of course, you were Romanized very early, and I guess that's the basis of your culture here, an old Roman culture.
Yes, that's right, and I think we have also the mentality is also nearby the Italian one, and not so the German Swiss one.
You're very Latin, full of fire and passion.
Yeah, that's right.
And you can feel it in the people. You're great mountain people. You love the mountains. I mean, mountains are your life. We look around here. We're surrounded. Basically, we're surrounded by Italy. This is like a finger, like a peninsula of land from Switzerland. And all around us here is Italian territory. But the mountains of Graubünden, we're getting towards the Dolomites of the South Tyrol, and the mountains are very special here. They're not like the Bernese Oberland, you know, the Jungfrau and the Valaisan Mountains, the Alps. These are different. They have a special characteristic, and what I always notice is that they are largely forested. They're wooded. You have forests which go so high up on the mountains, and the most beautiful pines. So mountains are in your blood. Mountaineering, hiking, walking, this must be very important.
Mm-hmm. That's very nice. It's very important for us. And in the summertime, we have very nice mountain trails. Mm-hmm. And we have the woods, because we have a very nice climate. We are on the south
side. Very mild here.
Yes, yes, that's right. We are on the south side from Switzerland, and we have not a lot of rainy days here in the area, and that's very nice to make holidays.
Basically, what do people live on here? Tourism must be very important.
Yes, the tourism is a very important attraction of the area, but we have also very nice manufacturing production, like they work the wood, and then we have a handwoven production, and a lot of little and small activities from the people.
And what about the winter? Do you have much skiing around here?
Yes, in the winter time it's very nice because we have a lot of snow, but it's often very nice weather, and so you can skiing. We have a small ski station like on the Ofen Pass, and also you can make the tour skiing on the top on the mountain.
You can go ski touring. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
And I suppose though that the great attraction here, and I felt it when I drove into the village, it's so still so quiet. Nothing has changed. The life is very quiet, not stressful at all. And the beautiful buildings here have to be seen. It's a challenge to describe them. Graubünden is famous for a lot of stone construction. It's just, in the best sense of the word, it's very rustic. It's like going back in history, going back in time.
Mm-hmm. That's very important for us because we like to remain on the traditional houses. We don't like the modern one. You can do the modern one, but not in the central area. So we have a very strong building code, and that's very important because we would like that for the next generation we have nice buildings and nice areas.
You are traditionalists in the best sense of the word.
Yes, yes, that's right.
You know what's good and you keep it.
Yeah, yeah, that's very important.
Okay, well, let's go inside and look inside the Church of St. John, which is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. We have to be very discreet and lower our voices as we enter the church here. But I'm really anxious to see this because people come apparently from all over the world to look at these frescoes. I see up at the altar, there's a caretaker who's doing some vacuuming. Oh, look at this church. And this is all stone construction here.
Yes, I think we have a lot of local stone, but mostly from the South Tyrol.
And there are those frescoes. These frescoes, what do we know about them, Gabriella?
We know that was Italian people. They are coming in this area, and they're doing the very nice frescoes. And you can see that they are very old and unique Carolinian frescoes. And once there was all one color, and the sisters going to improve the frescoes, and this was very special.
And what did UNESCO find so special about it? What was their citation there when they gave this award of World Heritage Center? What did they find so unique?
Very, very special and very unique is we have here different times of this church. We have the Carolinian one, then we have the Romanic one. So we can see the history from the church. It's very good to see and to understand. And then is all the construction of the stone, so it's very, it's unique in the Alps.
Let's look at the geography a little bit and the demographics here. This is the Wallmustier, the valley. How big is it physically?
It's a very small valley, so we have 200 square kilometers, and we are about 1,600 people.
And how many main villages are there as you go along the valley? And it is a long, fairly narrow valley.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So we have had six villages, and we have four. Perhaps it's interesting to say that Müster is on 1,200 meters, and we are going up until Lü, and Lü is 1,920 meters.
I think we're going there today at the end of the program, right?
Yes, yes, that's right, yes.
I'm looking forward to that. But we have other things to report on in between. Gabriela Binkert, let's go. Show us the way.
Yes, okay.
As we walk around the village here of Mushtair, we have walked into a beautiful old, and when I say old, it is ancient, Allegra. That is the greeting here in Romansh, means hello, how are you, as we heard before. Gabriela, the first thing I noticed when we walked into this old restaurant, I guess, is a hotel restaurant, and it's the smell. It smells of smoke in here. This is one of the oldest restaurants around in the entire valley, I understand.
Yes, that's right, because we are here in the hotel or restaurant Chalavaina. It's a very old site, but it's very important or interesting because we have here the one of the oldest kitchen in the valley, and it's a kitchen. She's all black. She's a black kitchen because they.
It's black with smoke.
Yes, 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 and that's like you feel the smell.
Now the smoke was important because, for example, for curing meat, smoke was important. There were no refrigerators at the time.
Mm-hmm. No, and it was at the time was very important to conservation the meat.
This goes back to what year again?
1499.
This has been around for a while. This is just so beautiful and rustic. And this is still a functioning restaurant. And this is open to the public. Anyone can come here.
Yes, that's open all the year. And they have also very old and nice rooms available. And a very special man is the houseman. He is very quiet. He's a very slow.
The hotelier himself.
Yes, the hotelier. So if you need to relax, I think it's the right place.
I don't feel any stress around here. Was that the gentleman who came in and wished us Allegra
yes,
before?
Yes, yes, that's Yoni. That's
with a big grin on his face, yes. A very friendly looking man. While we're in a restaurant, Gabriela Binkert, I think it's appropriate to discuss some of the food specials in this part of Graubünden. Graubünden has some special ones already. What do you consider typical local food here?
The typical local food we have like capons. Then we have, because like here in the Chalavaina, Yoni is a very big hunting man. So in the time from September, he's hunting the...
a lot of hunters here.
Yes, yeah. Deers and animals.
And capons, how are they made basically?
Capons is a specialty that you have the kraut on the
cabbage.
Yes, yeah. The cabbage, yes. Yeah.
Cabbage leaves.
The cabbage, and inside you have a small part from bread, old bread, and then you have meal, you have, yes, I think it's very secret.
It's a secret recipe.
Yes, 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 because everyone have another receipt.
I think of the Mediterranean specialty with grape leaves, stuffed grape leaves. You find that in Greece, you find it in North Africa.
Yeah, yeah,
something
yeah.
similar, a local
yes,
version
yes,
of that.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Perhaps it's coming from the yes, at this time that the people was around all the world, and we have, because we are in the Van Mustere, we are on a transit route, and that's very important for the specialty. We have some specialty like from the south of Italy, then of the north of Germany, so we have...
Everybody's been here.
Yeah, I think so.
last night I had something made with buckwheat. You use a lot of buckwheat in the cooking here. Yes. I think, for example, of pizzoccheri or mm-hmm. pizzokel in German, mm-hmm. which are a kind of noodles, a very coarse noodle mm-hmm. made with buckwheat. Mm-hmm. Very tasty. Mm-hmm. And you do a lot of cooking with cheese, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because we have here in the valley 90% of our agriculture are biological. And so we have a very good quality from milk and cheese and yogurt. And then we have also the specialty from the Veltlin, because we was once, Grison was also in the Veltlin. So we have the
same. This belongs to Italy today, yeah. But it used to be part of Graubünden.
Yeah, 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 that's right, yes, yes.
So in terms of food, it's a great reason to come here and try the local specialties. This is really an amazing place, Gabriela, and... it's so hard to believe when you think of the hectic outside world that such a place still exists where time literally stands still. We could be hundreds of years in the past, mm-hmm. except for the electric lights inside. Nothing has changed here in all those years.
Mm-hmm. I think that's very important on the time today that we are stressing that, and I think we need some island to relax, to be quiet, to be calm, and that's also the idea from the biosphere, so that the people are coming down and the people are relaxed and going home also relaxed on the relaxing.
On this theme of biological production here, as you mentioned, this is to a large extent what you produce here. Everything is according to very, very strict quality controls. Also, for example, in dairy products, the cows, there are very strict specifications how to treat the cows. They have a very good life here, don't they?
Yes, because now you can see about 1 week that our cows are going to the Alps.
We're in the summer here as we talk.
Yes, and so the quality from the milk is very, very good. It's a very quite good quality because they are eating the Alp flowers and the fauna on the Alps is very nice.
I can hear people listening to this and saying, I don't believe this. This sounds like Disneyland. I guess it is, but it's all real. That's the difference. It is like Disneyland or Fantasyland, but it's all real. That is the thing. Wallmusteier, it is all real. And we're going to see a little bit more of it. Mm-hmm. Well, Gabriella, I wonder if anybody can guess what that is. That rhythmic sound, it's obviously a machine of some kind, but I'll give it away. Oh, we have a dog here as well. We are in the middle of the village of Santa Maria, which is a very, very important place here. Because Santa Maria, we talked about we're going into the office here because we don't want to disturb the clients and we don't want to hear the dog all the time. Santa Maria is really more important than the Minster, isn't it? This is really where more of the life of the valley takes place.
Yes, that's right. Because in Santa Maria we have a lot of hostels, and the textile manufacturing.
Which is where we are now. You gave the secret away. That is a hand textile weaving machine. And a young lady by the name of Miss Oswald is here. And she is producing all of this. And this is really one of the biggest attractions in the village, among so many others. But this is a place you really should visit.
Yes, because this house is existing about 82 years, and it's very important to have this attraction here in Wallmusteier, because the women can work here. We have 10 women they're working all the day here in the textile manufacturing. And it's a very nice, and they're doing very, very nice pieces.
Yes, I was amazed. And this, again, we emphasize it's all handwork. Am I correctly informed that this is the last and one and only remaining hand loom production in Switzerland?
Yes, that's correct. Yes, it's the only one.
Yeah. Well, why don't we go out again? I think the dog has stopped. So this is live radio. That's the way we treat it. And all of a sudden, yeah, you've had quite a few clients. We've looked around, and we'll be showing some pictures here on the website. Let's look at some of these things here. My wife, for example, has just bought one of these beautiful handbags. You have ties here, men's ties. And you have place settings. And, I mean, you name it, even pillowcases and scarves. And the amazing thing is that this is not textile material which has been bought in quantity. Every bit of it has been handmade here.
Yes, that's right. And every woman make it, do it with love and with many attention.
It takes a lot of dedication. Where do you find these people? For example, Ms. Oswald there looks very dedicated. She's working hard. She also doubles as a salesperson. And she's working on... how would you describe that at the moment, Gabriella? What is that she's doing over there?
She's doing hand-woven kitchen towels. And Ricarda is on the second year to learn. She's here to learn.
She's an apprentice.
Yes, she's an apprentice. And we are very, very happy to have young people that are staying here and they're learning here in this house and in this valley. and they are working 8 hours a day. And all the material is Swiss products. We have also the only the Swiss label here, made in Switzerland. And we look that we have only materials from Switzerland, because I think it must be 100% made in Switzerland.
Even the threads, everything is 100%
yes.
Swiss.
Yes, everything. Yes, yes.
Are they doing this as a kind of hobby, or is it a genuine profession?
No, it's a profession, and it's a profession. You can do it in 3 years. And you have a diploma from the Confederation from Switzerland.
Oh, it's a federally recognized profession.
Yes, that's it. That's right, yes.
Fantastic.
And I can say that all our products, you can try it, you can wash it about 40 years, 50 years. They are always like a new one.
Mm-hmm. They last a long time. They last longer than a lot of people do.
Yeah, that's our problem.
Quality, yes. This is the old tradition where people years ago, they didn't have a lot of money to throw away. When they bought something, they wanted it to last for a long time. And this is the quality tradition that you keep alive here.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right. And I think it's also the idea from the biosphere, because we are really interesting to all the production that we have in the Val Mystère to have a sustainable production.
Gabriela Brinkert, to your health.
Thank you.
Oh.
Viva.
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 Viva. Viva, you say in Romansh. Let's try this. This is, so to speak, the national drink of Graubünden, a wine called Veltellina in Italian. It's another word in Romansh, isn't it?
Yes, in Romansh we say Uina, Uina.
Uina, Uina, and in German Veltliner, Veltliner. It's interesting because the Veltlin or the Veltellina used to belong to Canton Graubünden, but the Congress of Vienna gave it away to the Italians. And it used to be your wine. But you still, in your heart, you still consider it your wine, right?
Yes, that's right, yes. Yes, we are living with the Veltliner people, like Griesen people.
Mm. Yeah. You're one big family, yeah. Happy family.
Yeah, that's correct.
We are at nearly 2,000 meters altitude, I think, in a place called Lü. And that means light, you were telling me.
Yes, Lü means light, and it's a very small village. With about 60 people living there, and it's nominated Lü or Light because it's a very lightful village.
I can see that, and we are under a kind of pergola or an enclosed garden here, terrace. We have the cows with the cowbells grazing on the steep slopes here, and around us we are surrounded by mountains. The valley. We just came up from the valley about 10 minutes by car, up a winding road, and I thought it was quiet and picturesque down in the valley, but up here it's what we would call God's country, I think. What mountains are we looking at here, Gabriela?
So we are looking in the direction on the east side. We are looking in the direction from South Tyrol, and you can see the Ortles. It's the highest mountain in the north of the Tyrol. And it's all the year snow on the top on the mountains. And on the other side, we can see the Piz Umbrail. And that's the same name like the Pass Umbrail.
Famous mountain pass, the Umbrail. It leads to Italy, doesn't it?
Yes, it leads to Italy, to Bormio, or the other side to the Stelvio.
And we are very close at this point to the Swiss National Park, which is in Graubünden. It's a huge area here. We're just on the border of it, right?
Yes, and it's our partner from the UNESCO Biosphere. And the Swiss National Park will be on 2014, he will be 100 years old. It's the oldest national park in Europe.
Now let's dwell for a moment on something dear to your heart, the biosfera, or the biosphere, which you represent, and you're the director of that organization here in the valley. It's quite exciting, really, because UNESCO has singled you out as an official UNESCO biosphere, and you are also now officially working together with the Swiss National Park, which in effect, I guess, makes this one huge protected area.
Yes, yes. The UNESCO biosphere, a reserve from biosphere, have three zones, and will be the central zone, that it's the Swiss National Park, then we have the buffer zone, that will be, that's the area from the between the National Park and the Val Mystère Valley, and then we have the transit zone, that is, for example, here, where the people are living.
How do you define the attraction of the Swiss National Park?
The National Park is very interesting, the Swiss National Park, because you can see all the kind of fauna and flora. You can hiking, you can wandering, but yes, you must be interesting from the honest natural things.
It's very wild, isn't it? It is raw nature.
Yes, yes, yes. It's very, yeah, yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
What about accommodation in the national park? Certainly here in your valley, there's no problem. Accommodation is beautiful, and it's rustic and very traditional. But what about in the national park itself?
In the middle side of the national park, you have a wonderful hotel. It's nominated Il Forn, and then you can you have a very nice accommodation.
There's another attraction, and all of Switzerland watches this, because every once in a while, a bear is spotted in the Swiss National Park, which is rather rare. There aren't so many bears in Switzerland anymore, but they come across the border from the Italian side, and there have been a few spotted in recent years. And as we speak, a new one has been spotted.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's very special because we are between two national parks. We have the Swiss National Parks, and then we have the Parco dello Stelvio, and that's an Italian national park. And then we have a natural park calling Adamello Brento in Trentino, and they have, at the moment, they have perhaps 30 young bears. And the young bears, it's normally that he's going to look around the world.
Discover the world.
Yes, and so he's coming always to the Val Mystère. And for me, it's a very good sign because the bear is searching a good, quiet area. And I think he's quite good here.
Now, they don't like to be disturbed. They like their peace and quiet, don't they?
Yes, yes.
A funny question, Gabriele. You talk about bears, and bears are known to like honey. And I know that there is a production of natural mountain honey here. Is that I can imagine that attracts them.
Yes, yes, that's right. And we have a lot of production from honey. And the first time when the bear, the first time he's coming, he was coming in 2005, and he's destroyed all the honey production in the valley, and so we have now you have a good protection.
But on the other hand, that's nature, isn't it? And it is a natural nature park, the national park, and the philosophy is to leave nature alone.
Yes, and that's very important to know also that the bear is not a teddy bear; it's an animal, and we are here a natural park, and that's I think it's a compliment for us that he's feeling well here.
Just for people who are people watchers, not just bear watchers, I understand that quite a prominent person has made her home in the valley here. And in fact, we saw the building where she lives, but we will not display it here for reasons of discretion. These people want their peace and quiet. The famous American detective story or murder authoress, Donna Leon.
Yes, that's right. I think that Donna Leon, she likes very this area because it's still quiet. And we hope that Commissario Brunetti is coming one day to the valley. It will be nice.
Yeah. Okay, we could go on and on here. Gabriele Binkert, the director, as we've heard, of the Biosfera here in the Val Mustair in the canton of Graubünden or Grissens, right on the border with Italy, surrounded by Italy. I'm so happy that I could make it here once and so delighted to be able to do this report for Switzerland in Sound. You've been very gracious, you've been very kind to us, and you've really impressed me, not only with your knowledge of this area, but also with how beautiful it really is. The Val Mystair and, of course, the Swiss National Park now combined, a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Gabriele, thank you so much. It was a great pleasure. And I will be back, I guarantee it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and arrivare in Val Mystair. Grazie.
Okay, see you again. And once again, to your health.
And viva.
And viva.
Viva. Viva.
From Lü, this is Bob Zanotti reporting for Switzerland in Sound.
were just listening to Switzerland in Sound with Bob Zanotti. For more information, go to www.switzerlandinsound.com.